So, Mark, you know, one of the issues here, this woman does have an ERP or positive. And get into Bill's issue about what's the risk and how do we factor in her age, et cetera. When we try to look at what that residual number of risk is going to be after she's had hormonal therapy, maybe chemotherapy, how much can we improve it by adding trastuzumab? What kind of relative risk number would you use for the hormonal therapy in this situation in terms of her having a HER2-positive tumor? Would you expect a 40 to 50% reduction in relapse rate or maybe less than that?
The cooperative groups have looked at retrospective subset analysis in the adjuvant trastuzumab trials according to estrogen receptor status, and the hazard ratios for ER-positive HER2-positive patients and ER-negative HER2-positive patients are the same. Essentially the same.
So my question is, though, how much benefit can you expect out of the hormone therapy?
Well, clearly HER2-positive patients respond less well to endocrine therapy of any kind because there's downregulation of the steroid hormone receptors associated with HER2 gene amplification. And there are many reports in the literature of metastatic cohorts treated with a variety of endocrine agents proving that HER2 is associated with endocrine resistance. So you would get less bang for the buck out of the endocrine manipulation in this case because she's HER2 positive, but that's not to say that you wouldn't get some efficacy out of endocrine manipulation. So because she's ER positive, I would treat her with an endocrine agent along with Herceptin after completing chemotherapy, but I would know in my heart that the relative value of that treatment is probably less than in a HER2 negative patient.